see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Todd Smallenberg. He is an announced candidate for the 106th House Republican primary election for next year. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Trucker. How are you today, brother?
We're doing good, and wanting to have you on today to talk about the MERS news story that Kyle Malen, the editor, one of the owners of MERS News Service in Lansing, called me for a comment regarding the failed attempt to get enough signatures to recall current state representative Cam Cavett. And I had got it from another source. We talked about numbers. We talked about the fact that you and your campaign had nothing to do with this. Did Kyle Malen reach out to you for a comment on this story this past week?
No, he did not. So I didn't hear from anyone.
Okay.
So it just, the team that was getting the signatures, you know, I talked to them and, we discussed the numbers that they were able to get and, came up short, like you just stated, you know, a couple thousand short from getting the numbers because of a lot of issues that they had with, some volunteers, some of the life events happening, people's families getting sick, going into hospice, injuries occurred. You know, as you know, the demographics up north here, it's an older demographic and great people, great team that they had put together, but they just unfortunately came up a little short.
Now, one thing that actually came of this was the fact that Cam would be able to, if they were successful in getting the signatures, he would be the Republican in the recall election as the incumbent, and that you were going to end up being forced to change party affiliation and run as a U.S. Constitution Taxpayer Party candidate. What this does actually is put you on par with him next year on the ballot as a Republican, which is what you are. And I think going to be a very interesting dynamic in the 106th House District between patriotic folks that just don't like his voting record, things he's done, voting for Joe Tate to be the speaker, voting for different aspects of the budget and things that were going on in committees and sponsorship of bills, his voting record. Todd, I think this is going to come down to be a mandate between who would be the best Republican to represent the 106th District.
I agree 100% with you. The great thing about it is expose his voting record, like you just said. It's given all the constituents up north here his voting. And as a man that ran as a grassroots conservative, and his voting speaks completely different. So they're going to be able to know who is a true conservative and who is just a word of mouth, telling him what they want to hear, so he goes along and gets along. You know, he's the lobbyist guy. You know, him and it's really going to come down to, actually, for what I'm hearing is that, you know, Jack Bergman and I, because Bergman already held a fundraiser down in Lansing for him with all the lobbyists, so Cam can get some money to take me on.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I got comments coming in already. I know you're out of town right now. I appreciate you doing this via your cell phone. But we're going to go into a short 3-minute break here. Got some text messages coming in. And I was traveling throughout the district last night. And I went through from Alpena through the back roads up through Posen and Millersburg and Onaway, and even heading over toward Indian River. And want to talk to you about the signs that are out there for Todd Smallenberg. So we'll get your comments, your thoughts about that. Short break, a word from our sponsors. I'm Chuck and Randy. Todd Smallenberg. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break with us is Todd Smallenberg, responding to the news that came out this week that the signatures fell short of triggering a recall election of the current elected state representative Cam Cavett for the 106. But Todd, one thing I noticed, your sign is kind of just very blunt and to the point. Patriotic veteran Todd Smallenberg for the 106. And for those who don't know you, who don't know your background, why does your campaign sign say patriotic veteran?
Because I've taken an oath of office my whole entire adult life to the Constitution and American people. And, you know, I'm not a politician. I'm just a guy that's fed up with what's going on in Lansing and in D.C., the corruption, the unit party working together for their power base and their money instead of trying to fix the country. And as a patriotic veteran, you know, we went to defend and support the Constitution, both foreign and domestic, to protect the American people. And I'm just the guy that's going to continue his oath of office and his words to support and defend the Constitution and the American people. And, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. That's who I am. That's what I stand for, and that's what I represent. And that's why I just wanted people to know that this is just a guy, just like them, an average citizen, that is fed up with the corruption and the lies that's going on in Lansing and in D.C., and we need to fix our problems because our kids and grandkids deserve better than what they've got right now.
Well, one of the things that is really frustrating for me, I've known Cam for many, many years, going all the way back to when I ran for the state senate against Howard Walker in 2010, and his involvement in the Sheboygan County Republican Party, being the drain commissioner. But I found a very interesting thing that occurred when they started grooming him for running for state rep seat there for Sue Aller's position, and knowing that she was term limited out, she wasn't going to be able to serve anymore. And all of a sudden, you know, the Tony List, chief of staff for Jack Bergman, communication director James Hoag, seemed to put their hooks in the Cam. And I kept asking him, you know, come on the show, you know, talk to the people. You know, you ended up being primary challenged by two other people, you know, Geyer Balog and Larry Hull. And he avoided me. And I'm like, where's this coming from? I mean, Cam, we've been friends for years. You know, we've had dinner together. We've participated in a real estate transaction together. I referred him a listing in Antrim County. And I was like, I didn't understand where he was getting his instructions from. Where was he getting his coaching to say, don't go on Trucker Randy's show? And it kind of was really interesting the way it evolved, the way it happened. He avoided coming on the show even before the primary election. And by the way, so did Geyer Balog, for all, you know, being full transparency disclosure here. Larry Hull was the only candidate that came on the show. And I'm like, I don't understand the dynamic. And if you know, if you're able to share, how do you see this dynamic between Bergman's office and their support for Cam Cavett?
Well, clearly, like you said, he was groomed. I mean, I consider, you know, basically Cam a, you know, puppet for him, you know. So
for who, him?
I'm sorry. I consider Cam a puppet for Bergman. Just because, I mean, you've seen the results on the PAC when that was brought up about the $5,000 from Bergman from the Political Action Committee to Cam, where Cam's not a veteran, and the Political Action PAC was for veterans. And it was Bergman's spokesperson that responded, not Cam. You know, so, I mean, he's being run by Bergman, and he's being groomed. Him and DeMoose, you know, are going to bump up when Bergman retires. And who knows, maybe, you know, once I beat Cam this year, let's see what happens in 26, because the whole Northern Michigan deserves better than what, you know, Bergman, DeMoose, and Cam are doing to us, or lack of for us. You know, they're all about themselves and the power. You know, Cam's out there to get those perks instead of doing what's right for this this country and our state. You know, so it's just he's being propped up by Bergman. Bergman is his handler, and he does exactly what Bergman tells him to do. And that's why I'm sure he didn't come on your show, because, you know, Cam doesn't think very well on his feet. And Cam doesn't do anything without Bergman telling him what to do.
Yeah, either through Jack personally or Tony List, his chief of staff, in my opinion. Yeah. I can't get any of them to come on the show. I got a text from Bo over in Indian River. He said he's seeing your signs pop up, but he wanted to get clarification on your campaign's website.
Yeah, so my electsmallenberg.com.
Elect Smallenberg, S-M-A-L-E-N, Berg, B-E-R-G.com.
That is correct. All my policies are on there, my bio, how to contact me, and our calendar, where we're going to be and the events that are coming up.
Excellent. Now, has there been any support that they've reached out to you, the announcement of the recall election signatures failing? Has anybody come out and contacted you and said, okay, now that that's behind us, we're moving forward to next year's Republican primary? What kind of support are you getting from the folks?
Everyone has been so positive, you know, because like I said, if they would have got the signatures, I would have ran in a special election, or otherwise I'll just continue to the primary. And everyone is like really focused 100% on the primary, you know, to where they're wanting me to get out there even more, which I'm going to make sure I'm hitting every single one of the counties and townships. So that way people, when they go to the polls next year, they have a clear, defined picture of who the candidates are and what we stand for. Because, you know, they're going to paint me in every other way that they can, but an American. So that way, when they start telling the lies, like they did last year against Larry Hall and Guy or Balog, and they pump all that money into it, that the folks are going to know who I am, what I stand for, and they're going to know their lies. Because, you know, I'm going up there not to make friends. I'm not going up there to get along, to, you know, go along. I'm not anyone's puppet. I'm there to be a representative for the people and by the people. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. So everyone that's been talking to me and emailing me and calling me is just all focused now on the primary next year.
And verify for me, I believe, isn't the 106 now with the redistricting, the way the map's drawn, isn't it five counties that the 106 seat represents?
It's actually five and a half. They've split. Oscoda County has lines drawn through it.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Now I remember. Five and a half. Yeah. Now, out of those five and a half counties, talking about Republican local county parties, how many have come out publicly and endorsed your candidacy to run against Cam next year?
Four of the five and a half have endorsed me for the primary next year.
And, of course, I'm assuming it's probably Sheboygan County that hasn't endorsed you?
That's correct. Yeah, Sheboygan has not. And after that Sheboygan meeting last month, where you can clearly see why.
Yeah. Well, he's been very active. Cam's been very active in the Republican Party there in Sheboygan. Drain commissioner, he former chairman of the party. So we can understand that. Yep. Population-wise, how does that play out, Sheboygan's population versus the other four and a half counties?
Well, Sheboygan's one of the biggest, as well as Alpena. So those are your two big population densities between the five and a half counties, Sheboygan and Alpena.
Right. And Alpena has already publicly come out and endorsed you.
They have, yes.
Right. Okay, I want to get clarification on that. One other text message comes in, says, if you get elected to represent the 106, because you mentioned this about 2026, where it's perceived, and if you connect the dots, in, you know, being politically involved like I am with following news and what's going on in Lansing and Washington and things like that, and you mentioned bumping up where Congressman Bergman could retire in 26. DeMoose is up for reelection as a state senator. Jack could announce the retirement and come out publicly and endorse John DeMoose to go to Washington, and then Cam Cavett, if he's still a state representative, they could be pushing him to be promoted to state senator for the 37th. This is, I think, the plan. I think this is what they're grooming them both for, like you mentioned. And where do you fall into that category? If you get elected to the 106, you'd have 12 years to serve the 106. Would you want to possibly consider running against DeMoose for Congress in Washington at this point? Are you willing to go on the record, or is this something that you're still praying about?
You know what? And when I first decided to do this, I was just focused on the 106, you know, and I wouldn't commit to anything else. But you know what? The more I'm involved in this, and then the more I see people not doing their jobs, the corruption and the power hungry, and everything else, whatever whatever the man upstairs has in store for us, none of us knows. But now I'm just like, the sky's the limit. You know, whatever I can do to best serve the people going forward is what I'm going to do. If it's me staying at the state rep at the 106 and that for, you know, if that's what it is, then that's the way it is. But if there's, you know, from a state senator or a U.S. congressman, you know, something that's going to be able to take care of the people in this state because they deserve it and our kids deserve it, then I'm the sky's the limit. I'm not putting anything off because we have to fix these problems. And we got to stop with the power-hungry people that go up to D.C. and Lansing and they forget what their jobs are. And there's only one way we're fixing this, and it's by average citizens saying enough, getting off the couch and volunteering to go serve their fellow, you know, citizens to go fix their problems. And until enough of us do, we're never going to fix the problems. So, you know what? If that's what the Lord calls me to do, then I'll do it. I've always been blessed for my 39 years of serving this country. You know, I've been injured a couple of times. I've been put together, and I went right back over because that's what I felt the Lord wanted me to do. But now I feel like if this is the path he wants me to take, then you know what? Then just, you know, keep control of me and push me forward so that way I can do what's right for this country, this state, and this nation.
Well, one of the things I think is going to be interesting is how they are going to counter your history, your resume, your bio, your service to the country. And again, Bergman's veteran PAC that was supposed to give money to veterans to run for office, Cam isn't a veteran, and that donation speaks volumes as to what I think their agenda is. And I appreciate you calling him out on it. And even I believe to verify, you did confront Congressman Bergman at an event over that donation.
I did, and his flippant, cavalier, and pompous attitude and response is what has driven me more now to rid our representatives of people like that, because we deserve better than what we've got today. And they're the reasons why we're in the position we are. They're not serious about fixing problems. They're up there for their egos and their power and the money. You know, I don't even know what a state representative gets paid, and that's the honest God truth. You know, and I'm not doing it for any money. I came back home for peace and serenity after seeing the worst of humanity for 39 years of my adult life, of every one of the most, you know, dangerous areas in the world. And I just wanted peace and serenity, and now I'm being called to continue my service. Because we have people that aren't doing their jobs. They don't care about fixing the problems. They're just down there trying to get the perks and get the money and the power to, yep, to self-serve themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Todd, we appreciate you coming on today, giving us that update. You know, going forward now, it all falls into the August primary next year. And we'll have you on. Cam's welcome to come on. And I don't know, I think I might even host a debate between you two guys and see who shows up. Yeah.
Look, anytime, any place, anywhere, there, trucker, I'll sit down.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely. All right, sir. Well, we'll let you get back to what you're doing. Stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, trucker. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too, buddy. Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.